The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on any little thing you'd like to talk about your health. Perhaps you've had a problem. You've done everything you can. You've tried. You've applied. You've done all kinds of things that just haven't worked really well. Well, here's an opportunity. Give me a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's discuss your things. I have a lot of things I want to touch upon and cover, but, you know, more importantly, this program is and always has been and will continue to be about you and your health problems. So let's figure it out. What a ugly, ugly Washington day today. That rain has been amazing. I was out early, went to the office to try to get a little paperwork done, and the monsoons soon came in, and it was just flooding everything. Kind of let up now a little bit now coming in the studio, but just be careful out there. You know, the sprays and the overwash and so forth can be extremely dangerous, so watch what you're doing. Many of you have asked about our in-house continuing education programs, and do we have videos? Do we record them? You know, can you find them any other place? Well, we did record a lot of them, and we will continue to record many of them. So right now, here's what you can do. Go online, go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com, RozelleCare.com. And if you go about, halfway down the homepage, and you're going to see several different things that are listed there. And you'll see our next events that we're going to have in the office. You'll see a video about the office and what we do. And you'll see something about our Ageless Health book and seminars that we have. And then just under that, it says Rozelle Video Library. And you have a program on hypertension. So those of you who have a hypertensive problem and like to figure out what you can do about it and whether or not, you know, natural therapy can be your problem solver, this is an opportunity. Go to RozelleCare.com, go down and click on the video and sit there and enjoy it and watch it. Tell your friends about it. It's part of our online educational process and programming. So it's a little over an hour and you can come back to it. You can stop and start it. And it's this particular program is offered by Dr. Stephanie Pina, who many of you know, who is a doctor of naturopathic medicine. She has a master's in Oriental medicine and she also is a licensed acupuncturist. So you'll find extremely informing. She'll give you a lot of data on it and it's yours and you don't have to leave your house. Just go do it. RozelleCare.com. Go down about halfway and click and watch. You'll go through. There's several things there. Take a tour of that site. I think you're going to find a lot of things to your liking. And at the end of the day, we're here to serve you and to give you as much as we possibly can on an ongoing basis. It's been quite a week. We're in the middle of flu season, and the media is going crazy trying to tell you that you should be taking your flu shots. But then on the other hand, if you go to the FDA and CDC websites, they're going to tell you that the flu vaccine doesn't work. So what's a person to do? And they're talking about pneumonia and flu, which one is killing more people. It's been a crazy year. There's a lot of other things that are out there. And you start looking behind the scenes and you're going to see a little manipulation of data. And so remember, when you see flu and pneumonia together, you have to ask the question. There's a lot of people that die from the pneumonia every year, and you know they're being put into this flu pneumonia titer, and just read through it and ask questions. Which is which? Is it the flu? Is it pneumonia? What caused them? Where did it come from? What can I do to protect myself? And I've said to you over many weeks now, one of the best things you can do to protect yourself is very simply increasing your immunological response. Start with getting rid of the sugars in your diet. sugar is one of the things that drops your immunological system on its knees faster than anything else. 1 teaspoon of white sugar, or the equivalent, decreases your white blood cell capacity to work by 12% for 8 hours. It's comatose. It goes to sleep. So if that's supposed to be protecting you and now it's not, well, that's a starting place. No vitamin D. Most of you in this area, and I say most of you, 80% of the people in the Northern Hemisphere are vitamin D deficient. And, you know, you go to the laboratories and you start seeing these lab parameters, you know, from about 30 to 100. And as long as you're within that parameter, everything's cool, right? Well, not necessarily so, because functional medicine tells you that you need to be 50 or above. Anything that is underneath 50, 49, on your laboratory scale is considered insufficient. Once you hit 32, it's highly deficient. Not only is your immunological system suffering, you're more susceptible to different types of cancers and flus and colds and so forth, but you're going to break bones and your blood sugars go crazy and your neurological system doesn't work the way it's supposed to and you don't feel good and you're tired and so forth just from something as simple as vitamin D. So make sure that you know what your parameters are. And your target, perfect world, 75 to 80 is where you'd like to be, and your immune system is like really strong. So what else can you do? So you want to do some vitamin C. How much? If you're an adult, 1,000 milligrams a couple times a day, you're not going to get in any trouble with that. And the body will flush out what it doesn't use. But trust me, your body's going to use it. If I wanted to give you an absolute fail-safe of how much your body uses and how much it gets rid of, well, whatever you don't put in the tissue and doesn't go yumbo, give it to me, it's 1.6 milligrams per minute that the kidneys will flush out. But it's water-soluble. It's not going to hurt you in any way. There's an herb called echinacea, and it's shown over the years that echinacea is a very strong immunological support, particularly against viral patterns. So go get yourself some echinacea, get yourself some vitamin C, and then add a little zinc to it. Zinc also increases body's immunological response to virus. So those are real simple things. Vitamin D, a little echinacea, you know, some vitamin C and so forth. And suddenly you start to get stronger and start walking, start moving, you know, get your butt out of the car and walk. Even if it's raining, walk. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, say, oh, it's raining, I don't want to do that. Well, you know, do it anyway, right? And make sure it happens. So check out, you know, our video on hypertension. All you got to do is sit there and watch it. And I think you'll be fascinated that there's so much you can do to take control of your life. It's important that you are the master of your own ship. Every week I have patients asking me questions about, you know, what should I eat? How, you know, what are my exposures? How should this happen? And I sit there and say, you know, we are so duped into thinking that the standard American diet is where it should be. You know, right now we're watching the Winter Olympics and we're seeing all these great feats and so forth. We just got through football season. You know, the Redskins were done before the playoffs and now the Super Bowl's over. And we see snippets of things that make a little sense, maybe don't make a little sense. How about Tom Brady? I mean, New England Patriots lost the Super Bowl. But nevertheless, here's a guy, and the reason I bring up Brady is he's 40 years old. He's coming up, you know, 41 soon. And this guy wants to play more years. Why is he able to do that? Well, it starts with the fuel that he puts in the body. This guy's diet is unbelievable. It's clean. And then in addition to that, he gets good care. He has an acupuncturist that takes care of him on a regular basis. He has somebody who does my work in applied kinesiology that takes care of him. And he tweaks and he tweaks and he tweaks. That's why he can handle the slings and arrows of the intense combat, if you will, that he goes under. But let's get to that standard American diet. You know, the things that everybody, it baffles my brain completely that, you know, so many athletes out there. And if you go and you start looking at what they do, that, you know, Mickey D's is what they eat just before an event. It's like, really? Come on. You know, have they been hoodwinked? Have they been totally manipulated and pushed into a direction? You know, what is it that they know, or maybe something that we don't know, but, you know, there's a lot of very specific facts that we need to assess and understand about the standard American diet. No, we're going to take it out of the athletic pattern and we're going to apply it to ourselves. So professional athletes, you know, they really need food to optimize and maximize their performance, right? They've got to be at the top of their game all the time. So there's a lot of evidence that suggests that eating very low carbohydrate, high fat diet is far more beneficial than carb loading. You know, years ago we used to carb load. You know, eat carbs before performance and you're going to do much better. Not so much. We want to have a different type of fuel. And here's the thing, you know, McDonald's is an Olympic sponsor. How did that happen? You know, typically at a McDonald's restaurant in, you know, the Olympic villages, if we want to call that, you know, the fact that the Olympic athletes get their meals there, you know, it tells me that there's quite a bit of naivety, if you will, about how nutrition and performance go together. Years ago, there was a medical physician. His name was Haas, H-A-A-S. And this guy came out with kind of the first touch of what diet does to performance. And it was about tennis players. You know, years ago, there was Neva Travolta and Jimmy Connors and, you know, all those people. And what they did is they took a whole bunch of them that were really elite athletes, and he began to change their diet. They got them off of junk and he changed it and so forth. And what he saw, even with these elite athletes, that in fact their performance got better. So if that can happen to them, why can't we make the correlation that what we eat and put into our body is going to alter or enhance or deprecate our own performance as well? So, you know, my mantra, many of you heard me lecture over the years, you hear me say, stay away from, avoid sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products. You know, we can add on to that list, but it tells you that there are certain things that are going to destroy your body function. So here's the deal. You know, there's foods that will support you, and there's going to be foods that are going to destroy you. And so we really need to be able to balance that. I went to Joe McCullough's website this week, and I read his website, just kind of going through, because he got 23 writers that do a lot of research, and then I go to the research pieces, and then I go to Life Extension, and I do some other things. I read some of these guys that are publishing articles out there, and everybody seems to be on the same gig right now, and they're going to correlate, you know, dietary patterns, and then they're going to talk about, you know, performance, but they're also talking about triggering of allergic reactions, so low level allergy reactions that cause the brain not to function, cause muscles not to work, cause pain levels to go through the ceiling. And we're going to touch upon that today as we go through the program. We're going to talk about trauma as also a parallel culprit with bad diet that's going to lead you to be more susceptible, if you will, as it comes into the springtime. And we're going to do a little bit of that in the second half of the program. But right now, you know, let's take a look at this dietary craziness. You know, sad diet, standard American diet. Remember, it's sad. It's a sad diet. It really is. You know, it can put on weight and abnormal weight. You hear about the freshman 15 or 25 or whatever it is, kids go to school, it's because they're pounding the beer down. Well, that's, you know, by the way, beer, by the way, is gluten, is wheat and so forth. That's one of the reasons that you put it on that quickly. You know, it's easy to get, and then the pizza and the subs and the donuts and all those things. That's why they're away from home. So they eat things that they shouldn't get. But the standard American diet is one that is going to pound weight on you. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, because I really want you to get it, because what's coming up is called spring. It's called your health. It's called you don't have to suffer. It's called there's a lot that you can do about it. So we want to make sure that we touch about that. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and I'm going to give you information today that maybe you hadn't thought about before. But meantime, call me, 888-630-9625. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I'm in studio. It's wet outside. It's much warmer and nicer and drier inside. And hopefully you're the same. You're either in your cars or you're someplace where you don't have to be outside and you're listening to some things that are going to make a huge difference in your life and your world. We're talking a little bit to start out the program with, you know, the fallacy that good carbohydrates or carbohydrates of any kind are great for the body. And what I want you to get to understand is that ain't necessarily so, my friends. You're being duped on a lot of different levels, and I want to draw that to a much more poignant position that you're going to get and you're going to understand very, very rapidly. Second half of the program, we're going to talk about if your big thumb aches and hurts, you might have a lung problem, and we're going to tell you why that is, and and kind of tie a few things together you need to know about. But meantime, go to RoselleCare.com and go halfway down. And there's a video there for you, one of our in-house continuing education programs, and it's about hypertension. It's for you. There's no charge. Go do it. Listen. Educate yourself. You know, you don't even have to come and see us, right? You can just get the data that you need. So check it out and make sure that you're educated. We're talking about how, you know, the Olympians are being duped, my opinion, and we're talking about how, you know, if you want to optimize your performance, not only does the body have to be in shape, but the fuel that goes into the machine, just like the gas that goes into your car, has to be top shelf. It has to be superlative. And so many of these guys are putting weight on. They're, you know, they have, you know, fat that's accumulating. You can't see the muscle mass. Take a look at around. See what, you know, these enormous guys, you know, that are powerlifters and weightlifters and so forth, eating huge amounts of foods. But what's going on inside the body? And I'm going to tell you a little story, something that you've heard me talk about over the years, if you've listened to, because I keep drawing on this. And since we're talking about diet, this is an important, it's an important relationship. There was a guy back in the 70s. His name was Jim Fix. And Jim Fix died at 52 years old. So Jim Fix was, and many will call him the father of the running, you know, generation. And, but he died of a heart attack at 52. This guy was out running all the time. And, you know, he died of a massive, massive heart attack. And you would think that somebody that did all the running that he did, and he wrote a book, by the way, The Complete Book of Running, but his favorite food was Mickey D's. And that's what he ate on a regular basis. Lots of carbohydrates, lots of sugars and so forth. And when they did the autopsy on Jim Fix, it revealed that he had atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. And he had one artery that was blocked 95%. He had another one that was blocked 85% and a third one that was blocked 70%. So how does someone who is an athlete, who supposedly, you know, is doing things for health and trying to get other people, but, you know, the first symptoms of heart disease is sometimes you're dead. You know, it's all over with. You have no warning. It's all gone. So if that's true, then it would seem to me that the natural conclusion is that besides running and exercise, that there has to be another piece to it. Well, we know today and should know, and if you don't know, and you're being deluded by other people, or if you go to some doc and he says, diet has nothing to do with anything, I'm telling you, being deluded, and they don't know what they're talking about, and I'll have that conversation with anybody out there that, you know, that, you know, wants to sit down with me, or even on the program, call me, 888-630-9625. We'll talk about it, and we'll go through this whole thing. But, you know, what really is fitness is the combination of the structural, chemical, emotional pathways. When we know that we're stressed, blood sugars go crazy. When we know that we're stressed, cortisol goes up. When cortisol goes up, you have high levels of inflammatory reaction, which also can be linked to what's called acid. So when you have this, guess what happens? It takes this sugar, it converts it into a plaque. And I've tried to get you to visualize that if you take a cup of sugar, you put it in a saucepan, put it on very, 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 very low heat on the stove, it begins to caramelize. And when it caramelizes there, it also caramelizes in your body under body heat and it starts plaquing. So if you don't use it, you don't have just a little bit of what your body needs, then your body's going to store it and it stores it as plaque. Carbohydrates are converted into sugar. And when that sugar is not used, it converts it into plaquing agents that causes your arteries to begin to break down. But Jim Fix, the father of modern jogging, quote unquote, you know, he was a 20th century icon. This is a guy that brought it all together, and he dropped dead at 52 years of age. And he was out there telling you, you need to do this, you need to like that. But he didn't pay attention to what he was feeding, fueling his machine with, subsequently problem. So what are you fueling your machine with? When you watch these Olympians over the course of the Winter Olympics, ask the question of the guys that are superlative and the guys that are not making it. What are they putting in their system? Do your homework. That's what Roselle Center for Healing does our in-house continuing education programs. And by the way, you're welcome to attend anytime. You're welcome to be our guest, because our job is to educate you as much as we possibly can. We're coming up to a break. I want you to call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your things, things that you have on your mind. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio, 888-630-9625. That's how you find me in studio today. And how you find us when you want to talk to one of the docs or find out more information, go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. And as I said, we have all kinds of interesting ongoing educational programs and forums, but also embedded in our website. Right now, there's an hour-long video on hypertension. So it's actually a video of one of our in-house programs. And many of you have asked for it, so we're rotating them and we're going to put them up. But this one is on hypertension. And just sit back in the privacy of your own home and click the button and watch it. And you can stop, start, and do it at your own comfort. It's a great video. Dr. Stephanie Pina is the one that is presenting. I think you're going to enjoy it. Let's go to the phones. Anne, how can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. I was told that I have vasovagal.
Okay, vasovagal response?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would like to know if there's any cure for it, because I had it a few times. I had the episode, and I fell out, and I just don't like it.
Okay, so let me kind of put it into an understandable thing for you. Vasovagal is two words that are put together. Vaso meaning blood system, blood circulation, blood vessels. Vagal has to do with the vagus nerve that comes from the brain. And so they call it a vasovagal response. That means that that vagus nerve is being irritated in a way that is causing some type of irritation to the blood supply, often the heart and often the brain. But there's also things that go along with it. There's tiredness and there's dizziness and so forth. And when you get a real problem with that vasovagal response, you can faint. You can fall over. Your heart can go into very rapid heartbeats. It's uncontrolled. It almost sounds like, a tachycardia of
and I
sorts.
I do have a pacemaker also.
There you go. So the point of it is it can be fixed. And so when you look at all of these things, you have to ask the question, what happened? The vagus nerve is the longest nerve in the body. It comes from the brain, goes all the way down, touches the heart, touches the stomach, touches the lungs, the intestinal tract, and all the way down to the bladder. But it also controls some things locally. So at the brainstem area where this nerve comes out, that lower portion of the brainstem, as it becomes the spinal cord, is responsible for many of the automatic reflexes in the body, and one that keeps you upright so you don't pass out. And so if there's any kind of injury over the years where the body can't adapt anymore, then the communication from the nerve and so forth is not doing what it's supposed to be doing, as well as that brainstem area has pressure or stretch reaction on it. We have patients that come in, particularly after accidents or things that have happened to them long term. Even children, by the way, that were delivered with forceps or delivered abruptly can cause vasovagal patterns to come about over time, either suddenly or, very, very slowly over time. So can there be something done? Absolutely. You have to first find out, is it the nerve primarily that's being affected, or is there a circulatory pattern that's there? But when it comes to the pacemaker in your heart, here's where my head goes, and I want to know why the heart started misfiring. The heart has three primary neurological sources. It has the vagus nerve that we're talking about. It has nerves from the spine itself, and then it has nerves within the heart, and they have little fibers going up. So you have your pacemakers in the heart, and these little fibers, they're called Purkinje fibers, and they cause the heart to contract, providing that there is enough magnesium, potassium, sodium balance, and that there's this thing called CoQ10 or coenzyme Q10, which helps the little engines in the heart, the mitochondria, to fire properly. So then we look at that, and we look at the energy platforms and acupuncture and so forth. But in our experience over a period of almost 41 years now, we've seen patients who have come in with all kinds of problems like that that have been able to resolve and turn around these things. It's individual. It depends on, you know, how these things got triggered, where they're coming from, but there's much more that can be done for you, and you know, it's worth taking a look at. You know, we're happy to, you know, to talk to you, just to consult with you, to take you through a little bit more. Just let us know, and you know, we'll do that for you. But vasovagal syndrome, you know, is, it can be a, when it's severe, it can be a sudden loss of consciousness, a fainting. The brain doesn't get the oxygen that it needs because it then decreases the blood pressure in the body, so the blood can't push up. The cardiac output, the dilation, the peripheral dilation into the hands and the feet and so forth, then is limited. The condition can be triggered by a lot of things. It can be triggered by new injury. It can be triggered by pain that doesn't go away because now there's this adrenal reflex that works with it as well. Any kind of trauma. But, you know, the symptoms could be, I just don't feel good. I'm tired. I'm nauseous. Your face looks drained. You start having, you know, perspiration problems, and then boom, you're down on your feet. So anyway, I hope that helps. But yes, the short answer is there's a lot that can be done, and we see it all the time. 888-630-9625. We're coming up to an interesting time in the program that I want to talk to you about other things as well. And we're going to get to our phones. There's more there, and I promise you we're going to get back to you. So here's the deal. You know, I'd said that if your thumb hurts, your lungs can be a problem. You can have pathology in your lungs. So let's deal with that just for a little bit, just for a second. So if you've heard how we look at everything, you know, we look at, there's only three causes for anything. There's either injury, there's biochemical imbalance, or there's stress. And there's five primary systems. There's the nervous system, brain, spinal cord, 31 pairs of nerves. They come off the brain or the spinal cord. They divide. They go to different places. There's the blood supply, and that carries your nutrition. So it's your river of life or it's a cesspool. You have lymphatic drainage that gets rid of your, it's AAA garbage disposal. It gets rid of your junk. And then spinal fluid function and the acupuncture energy system. So let's meet East and West again. Last week, you heard Dr. Qinglong Zhang on the program, and we were talking about, you know, the combinations, the differences, but the uniqueness and the likeness of how these two systems work together. And they both are similar, and they ask why the problem is there to begin with. So I've spent my entire career looking at overlapping systems. Now, acupuncture channels, there's 12 of them. They're redundant, so there's actually 24 because there's 12 on each side of the body. Either start or stop in the lower part of the body or on the hands of the feet and so forth. Well, let's talk about the lung for a second. On your thumb, your big thumb, the inside of the thumb, is lung 11. It is the distal point, the ending point of the acupuncture energy for the lung. So it travels all the way up, and it ends just underneath your collarbone, and then energetically it influences the body. So often when your thumb is throbbing, it hurts and you don't know why, or just sore, you know you didn't do anything, you didn't strain it, it can often be the prodromal or an indicator that there is something wrong with your lung. And particularly this time of the year when you're struggling, when you're suffering from, you know, the weather, and, you know, you're worried about the flu, you're worried about pneumonia, all those things can be symptomatic of thumb pain. And so here's what you do. If you know you're not breathing the way you should, at least temporarily, some of the things you can do, you can put your thumbs in hot water and you'll be surprised, or rub your thumbs up towards your wrist and your arm, just kind of rub them in deeply in that position. And I think you'd be surprised, just doing something as simple as that and heating them up a little bit might make you feel better. But listen, if that doesn't go away, you've got to get some help, and you've got to get somebody who knows what they're doing relative to making sure that it's working for you, right? So thumbs, just like your big toe, you know, we know that gout affects the big toe. Same reason that the acupuncture channel for the liver starts on the big toe, and sometimes the energy gets stuck there, and that's a reason that the big toe has that gouty representation. So when you start looking at the combination of Eastern and Western medicine, you see that there are similarities, or there's reason, if you will, why certain things present as they do. But Listen, if your thumbs are hurting and you haven't been hurting before, you better start looking at those lungs and wonder why there's a problem that's starting to show up. But that's the correlation, and it's straight up. It's amazing. It's something that we do. And, you know, when my children were out hiking with their friends and they'd come in and they were all congested because it rained like this and they were camping out, we used to put heat in the source of something called moxa on their thumbs, and all of a sudden their lungs would open up and clear up and they would feel a whole lot better. 888-630-9625. Daniel, how can I help you?
Hi, sir. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Basically, I'm in my 60s. The last 5 or 6 years, been struggling with an onset quickly with what they thought was PMR, polymyalgia rheumatica. It seems to transfer over into rheumatoid arthritis. So I've got like two or three things I've been struggling with is the arthritis. But when I sit down after a while, it's very hard to get up. Stiffness, muscles in the legs in particular, it's usually the legs issues, and possibly need a hip replacement, but the other thing is trying to control the sugar, blood sugar, which I more actively monitor it. And then the other thing was andropause. So I'm trying to figure out, are these all connected?
Yes.
And what I can do to try to get my quality of life back.
All right. So you have to look at it as a whole. You have to look at all the pieces that are going on. So any kind of ongoing body pain that's just arthritical problems are misdiagnosed relative to their cause. They're triggering patterns. They can call it a rheumatic condition. They say, well, it's really an RA problem. And maybe, maybe not, but it's a stretch until you find out the why behind it. So where do you have to look? You look at blood pressure. You look at blood sugar handling. You look at your lipid levels. If your blood sugars are rising, your cholesterol levels rising, your blood sugars are starting to come up, that's called syndrome X or metabolic syndrome. And the triggering mechanism are the stress patterns, the dietary patterns, and pain that hasn't been resolved and just kind of sits there, very, very low level, but you put up with it and you start taking meds and, you know, one thing breeds onto the next. So here's the deal. Yes, there's a lot that can be done, but you got to find out what it is. So you look at, you know, structural patterns. You find out, is there any structural irritation, injury that's been there, that's been embedded for a long period of time? You start looking at the dietary patterns. And again, my mantra, sugars, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products. And you start getting tons of good vegetables in your diet, lean proteins in your diet. You eat on a regular basis. Your blood sugars are probably crashing. And so you want to keep them balanced on an ongoing basis. Get out and start walking just a little bit, even though that your muscles are hurting. Magnesium is the primary mineral that muscles crave. And most of us in this area, 75% of the population across the board, not even just this area, is suffering from low magnesium. And so you start with that. You look at, you know, underlying chronic problems with the intestinal tract. Is the bacteria normal? There's multiple good bacteria in the gut, so you have to look at all of them. Do you have hitchhikers? Meaning, you know, do you have friends that are living with you? Bad bacteria? Do you have parasites? That 60% of the North American population has a parasite problem. And, you know, we like our fish not cooked completely. We eat things that are raw. We kiss our dogs and our animals and so forth. And all of those things, we're opening ourselves up to exposures that get in there and then become chronic over a long period of time. So when we look at your case, you know, not only are we going to look at blood pressure problems, we're going to take your blood pressure in three different positions, or anybody that does it should do that, because we want to see, not necessarily on the first visit, how high the blood pressure is, but we want to see if it fluctuates abnormally from a sitting to a lying to a standing position. And that gives us more data, more information. So it's the short answer of all of this, Dan, is that yes, there's a lot that can be done for you. No, you don't have to suffer with this, but you got to find out the underlying why. You know, give us a call. One of our docs get on the phone with you. Happy to help you in any way that we possibly can. It's important that you look at the underlying trigger when it comes to any of these things. We're going to take a real quick one. I got about a minute before I got to take a break. Kelly, what's the question on sea salt?
Hi. I think I heard you on a previous show. This was quite some time ago. saying that sea salt did not cause any problems with high blood pressure or hypertension. And before I share that with some friends, I want to make sure that I've got your information correctly.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can be allergic to sea salt. You can be allergic to regular salt. But across the board, generally, if you're going to use salt, and we shouldn't overdo salt anyway, but you don't have to eliminate salt. Just switch it to sea salt or Himalayan salt. And just, you know, you use a little bit of it a day. You shouldn't use any more than about an eighth of a teaspoon. And you can sprinkle it on your food, but it doesn't have the problem. See, regular salt is sodium chloride. It's not balanced. Sea salt has all the different minerals that your body needs for support. If I have somebody who's her legs are cramping, I'll have them say, go get a pinch of sea salt, put it in your mouth. Why? Because the mineralization within the sea salt will stop the cramping.
So and the regular salt is bad because of what?
Because it's only one element. It's only one element. It's unbounded. It's a unbounded ion. Mm-hmm. So it goes in and it grabs water and it shoves it into the tissue. And that increased water is what causes the pressure to rise within the body. So that's why regular salt, sodium chloride, doesn't work. But sea salt, unless you're allergic to it, is something that can work. So I hope that helps, Kelly. So you're not going to get in too much trouble. You just don't have them overdo it. We're coming up to a break. We got way more information today than what we can cover. See, we need to have this program at least 3 hours, and then we can answer all of your questions. But nevertheless, don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live in studio. 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard, just like you listen and dial in every week. And those of you who are on the other end of the country and listening, we thank you. And you know the math, right? 3 hours earlier. And all of those who are in armed forces that we continue to get emails and reach outs from. Thank you, my friends. We appreciate your service. We'll do whatever we can to assist and serve you as best we possibly can. Got so much to do today, and I don't know where to end and where to kind of, we'll put it off to the next. There's still so many of you on the line. So let's go to Janelle. Janelle, how can I help you? Thank you for calling and taking the time to wait.
Yes, hello. My daughter, she's 27. She was just diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, as well as her sciatic nerve is pinched and, narrowing canal. So I was hoping... they didn't give her much hope that this will get better. So I'm just wondering what we can do to help slow down the degeneration.
So let me tell you this. At her age, you can turn almost anything around. You have to look at what the underlying triggering patterns are. The fact that she's so young and she has degenerative disease starting to form in her spine tells us that there's been underlying problems that have occurred over a period of years. So there had to be an injury at one point superimposed upon an inflammatory reaction, and that the spinal system, the vertebrae, was never properly realigned or the muscles were balanced properly. So you have to start with that. So you start with what the chemistry is, what the diet is. You got to change the diet. It has to go very alkaline and get rid of all the acidic foods. You got to get rid of the coffees and the sugars and sodas and things of that nature. They got to go. There's not even a little bit of wiggle room there. It's got to go. The sciatica, and there's much more that has to be done. The sciatica is the sciatic nerve, if you will. It's five nerves. It's not just one. And it comes from the lower portion of the low back called the lumbar spine, and there's some in the pelvis. There's three of them. They come together about the size of your thumb, and it comes out right at the buttocks where you sit down, kind of just to the outside. And then depending on where the pain is in the leg, for it to be a sciatica, it has to have leg distribution. And depends on where it is, determines the level that nerve is involved. So if it's right down the back of the leg and to the knee, but it doesn't go beyond that, it's one level. If it goes down all the way into the leg, it's another level. If it's at the knee and it goes into the big toe, it's another level. Or it can be a combination of many of those things. So you look at where it exits, you look where it starts, you look at the distribution all the way through, and you deal with that. So in this situation, diet, structural work, manual manipulation, acupuncture, laser, at her age, and you fix if the intestinal tract's not working, at this age, you can turn a lot. She doesn't have to suffer with this. If she's got a degenerative hip, it's causing, at that age, that tells you that there's been a structural aberration for a long time, and there's probably a vascular component to it. There's blood supply is not getting where it needs to go. So you have to look at all those things. But yes, if it was my daughter, there would be other things that we would be, you know, looking at and putting them in tandem step to each other and see what can be done. She's too young. And the fact that she is young, the good news, the bad news. The bad news is that she's too young to have this. The good news is that she's young enough to turn a lot of stuff around. So she just needs to be looked at properly by somebody that does the work that I do. Janelle, thank you. I appreciate your call. If I can be of further help, please let us know, and we're happy to work that through for you. We still have a couple of people online. I'm going to try to get to you. If I don't, just please go to rosellecare.com and send us a note. One of my docs will get back to you. Or, you know, simply call the office at 703-698-7117 and tell my staff that you'd like to talk to one of our staff members. And they'll call you. They'll get on the phone. They'll call you back. Give them, you know, about 24 hours, because if you call, they're probably with patients and they're not going to be able to get to you immediately. I want to just mention it simply because of the fact that it's due. You know, I'm Dr. Tom Rozelle, and I help people. And then I affectionately call another member of the WMAL family the plant doctor. Dr. Yas Rosen, or Yas Rosen, passed away over the weekend very suddenly. And, you know, he was an amazing man when it came to quickly telling you information, when it came to how to survive, how to help your plants, how to make things better. And I simply want to acknowledge him as, you know, one of the most amazing information bases in that area, but also to extend my condolences to his family and, you know, his friends. And he will be very, very missed as we go through the years. We're coming up to that time of the program, and we're going to have to say we'll see you next week. We've got a great program next week. Don't go away. See you then. Bye. Love you all.